years ago on April Fool's, I randomly and wrongfully lost my YouTube channel. And this was very weird to me because I had no strikes, no warnings, nothing. I was actually on YouTube watching videos. I went to the comments of a video and then all of a sudden nothing would load. I refreshed and I was signed out. And yeah, the rest is history. If you want to listen to my entire story about this, I did a podcast right after I lost my channel. I think I was like crying in it, but whatever. Anyways, 17 months after that, I woke up one day and all of a sudden my channel was back. I got an email from YouTube saying that they reviewed my channel and realized that it doesn't break their terms of service and they reinstated it. And sorry, there's gonna be sounds. I'm gonna try not to edit this video, but you just have to deal with the sound. Anyways, in their unbanned email to me, they mentioned that they make mistakes sometimes, and I always think about that, I always reference that, because it's funny, and I guess it's true, but like a 17 month long mistake is kind of crazy, but anyways, fast forward to now, the present. A few days ago, I was streaming and someone let me know that it's happening again. It's happening to other ASMR artists. Overnight, they lost their channel. Channels, it was like multiple. So I was first made aware of maybe like five ASMR artists that lost their channels. I'm sure there were many more, but there was only about five I was aware of. And ever since then, that was like 2-3 days ago. Ever since then, it's more and more and more ASMR artists and non-ASMR artists that are just losing their channels. Similar to me, no strikes, no warnings, just everything taken away. And when people lose their channels, obviously the first thing they want to do is appeal. And all the appeals get automatically denied. Which is the same thing that happened to me. When I lost my channel, there was probably about also like 5-6 other creators that lost theirs around the same time. What was that? Anyway. It felt like a lot to me at the time, like 5-6 creators. That was kind of a lot to just randomly lose their channels at the same time. But this time, like I mentioned, every day, it's more and more, and I've been compiling a list because I care, because I care about this, so I'm compiling a list of all the creators that I've seen so far that have lost their channels, and these are just the ones that I've seen, like on Twitter, Instagram, I've been made aware of, and the list is long. In a few minutes, I'm gonna read through all the creators that have lost their channels. Maybe you guys recognize some of them and you can go to their socials and show them love and support and maybe tag Team YouTube or whatever to help them get their channels back. But I'm mostly just to show support because I don't even know if all those tags to Team YouTube really does anything, but don't stop doing that. Definitely keep trying to reach out to YouTube, but it's like it's affecting way more creators this time than ASMR creator in general, because you don't know if they're gonna get you next. I don't know if they're gonna get me next. The thing about me is I've already experienced it, so if it happens again, it's like, oh, here we go again. I just watched Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, but before that I watched the one right before, and in it Zendaya keeps saying, or kept saying, I guess I should know this quote, if you expect disappointment, nothing will disappoint you, something like that. So that's just kind of how I'm feeling right now. I don't think they will ban me again, but whatever, I've been through before, it's okay. But to all the other creators that I'm seeing online right now, like, I know what it feels like to lose your channel. Like, I completely know what it feels like. So I've been trying to reach out to a lot of the creators that I've been seeing, and I'm sure a lot of them are getting a lot of DMs from other people as well, so maybe my messages are getting lost in their DMs, but I just want to offer them support. Loudcore. I just want to offer them, like, support and hope that they can still get their channels back, and I really do believe they will get their channels back. Hopefully it's not the same case as me, where it'll take them 17 months. Although I know YouTube definitely has a long queue behind the scenes of people and appeals that they're getting through. And that's why if you are an ASMR artist who lost their channel, if your appeal got denied, don't let that stop you. Because they can still go in and reinstate your channel months down the line. I think a lot of appeals just get automatically denied for some silly reason, I don't know. Actually, I do know, and I think it's a word with two letters. You all know. Everything goes back to that little robot. AI. Anyways, I also think that's why my channel got deleted in the first place. Or suspended, removed, whatever the correct term is. Because I think around the time I lost my channel, like beginning of 2024, is around the same time they started implementing the AI moderation. Which, like, how are you gonna let an AI control people's livelihoods? I don't get it. Anyways, they probably figure that since they have so many creators, it means nothing to the big guys at YouTube to get rid of like 100 ASMR artists or whatever, despite the fact that ASMR is and has been for a long time the number one most searched term on YouTube. On the entire YouTube, go look it up. ASMR is the number one most searched term. But they're deleting all of these ASMR creators. I don't get it. I don't get it. I made a few tweets about it, and someone said, and this is just one person's opinion, that they're trying to make, like, the large ASMR creators, like, I don't know, celebrities. I guess there was just ASMR University. Which, that's like complete, like, I first of all, I don't really watch much ASMR, but the ASMR University stuff, I just searched it up today, and that's like the other side of ASMR that I never really, like, I don't know, I've just never been made aware of all those creators, but those creators have like millions and millions of subscribers, so I guess those are just YouTube's glorified ASMR artists, and then everyone else is nothing to them. Although a lot of the accounts that got removed have so many subscribers, like hundreds of thousands, but that's still not millions. Anyways, I also wonder, respectfully, creators that participated in ASMR University. I say that because I did my own ASMR University last year and this year, and I was not aware of this other ASMR University that's like actually like a bunch of ASMRists getting together. So in my mind, like, my ASMR University is the real one, but whatever, nobody knows about my ASMR University. Anyways, I wonder if any of those big creators have said anything about all of these smaller ASMRists getting banned. I wonder, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like things like that, a lot of people don't interact with or don't seem to care until it happens to them. And I personally witnessed this when I lost my channel. I reached out to so many creators, ASMRists, YouTubers, YouTube employees. They were never gonna do anything. One former YouTube employee actually gave me some insight, but it didn't help me get my channel back. But yeah, I reached out to a bunch of ASMRists when I lost my channel, and nobody helped. It's kind of crazy. That's why this new wave of the ASMR apocalypse, I like to call it, it's kind of bittersweet. The bitter is obviously towards YouTube for taking away all these people's channels, but it's kind of sweet how all of a sudden everyone's coming together to, you know, try and create a lot of uproar and attention and helping other people get their channels back. Because unfortunately, that's just not something I experienced when I lost mine. There was a few ASMRists that reached out to me, just asking like if I got my channel back. I never got my channel back at the time. And I don't know if that was just because they were afraid of losing their own channels, or I don't know. But yeah, apparently nobody has YouTube reps nowadays. So yeah, that was no help. And trust me, I reached out to so many creators. Like, not just ASMRists, but even YouTubers, streamers, people that I've had DMs with in the past. Nothing, no response. Don't want to help someone who has been banished from YouTube, you know? Until now. That's why this whole new situation is really nice, because all the girls are getting together, and I say girls because it's only affecting women. Quite literally only affecting women, which is also funny. Anyways. But yeah, seeing all the girls get together, and I know Slight Sounds actually reached out to, or she got interviewed by this online publication, which is really great. That's an incredible thing. And she got that done quickly with the support of other ASMRists. I think there was multiple that were in that article. But that's incredible. That's like the perfect thing, in my opinion, to do. Have a better chance of getting your channel back sooner, because I do believe that almost all of these creators will get their channels back. It just might take a while, like how mine took a while. It's really unfortunate and it's really unfair. Don't even know what other word to describe other than unfair. Now it seems like, because obviously when you lose your channel, if you've ever lost your channel, because because all of us, we didn't receive strikes or warnings. As far as I'm aware, it seems like nobody received a warning beforehand. It was just immediate channel gone. So when that happens, you go through all the reasons why your channel was deleted, potentially. And in my case, I had all those 17 months to think about it. And when I lost my channel, there was some rude people. Obviously, there's rude people. There was mostly supportive people, like my followers, but you know, some rude people that say ASMR is sexual, ASMR is whatever, like, it's because of stuff you post on other platforms. But in my heart, I knew that was not the case for me. That was just people trying to be rude. I was thinking, obviously, I did a lot of ear, leg, mouth sounds, all that stuff. With the 3DO, I think that was my issue with my channel, personally. Also, the video I uploaded right before my channel got removed, I was wearing a tube top. So, I was thinking maybe, like I wasn't wearing anything, but I was so clearly wearing a bright pink tube top. And I went through every possibility, like those ones I just mentioned and more. I went through every possibility in my head. Why did I get my channel removed? Only for them to just take that all back months later and say that there was nothing wrong. Although when I got my channel back, they went through and deleted like 10 videos or more, which I was totally fine with. And if you are an ASMR artist listening to this, that might happen to you too when you get your channel back. And it's a little bit scary, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm willing to like lose some videos just to get my channel back. And also, anytime I had posted a new video since I got my channel back, it felt like they would go and delete an old video in exchange. I don't know, the timing was really weird. That's kind of why I stopped posting on my main channel, because I felt like every time I posted, they would delete an old video, and I don't know, it just felt scary, risky. Even though I haven't done ear licks in so long on YouTube. Okay, that's my dishwasher. Anyways, so the theory now is that, like with the new wave of bands, is that they think, this is what the girls are saying, because they had link trees or link me's or card or whatever, those platforms that display all your other social medias. They think that might be the reason why all of these channels are randomly like hit and taken down, because they all had link trees that linked to maybe like adult sites. But let me not say all of them, because some of them have said they had no link trees. I think Bunny ASMR. I don't know her full name, but I know her, for example, she said she had no link trees, nothing like that connected, and she still lost her channel. So I don't know how true that is. I don't know if that's really the case, or if that's just what those rude reply guys are saying just to make the girls feel bad about themselves, and I don't know. There was one tweet I saw this morning with someone who posted their, like an email that got from YouTube, saying that something was, like, it listed that their link tree was a problem and it was removed. I don't know if they received a strike or if it was just a warning or if their channel got removed and then they got this email. I'm not sure, but there was only one singular email of someone confirming that their Linktree was the problem. So I don't know, but I guess just to be safe, no Linktrees on YouTube. I never had my Linktree on YouTube and I still lost my channel. So I don't know, but that could be the case because I know a lot of ASMR artists also probably do other platforms, maybe more adult. And obviously you can't directly link to your adult platforms from YouTube, but I guess even just using the Linktree as like a middle ground doesn't work. All of a sudden, with no warning beforehand, they said no.
Got removed, and I like just
just to preface, I didn't look through every single person's content, so maybe they could have been doing stuff against TOS. I don't know. But the ones that I looked through, like especially the flesh tubers, like most of them re-uploaded their stuff to Spotify, so you can look through their Spotify, and their content is not inappropriate, sexual, anything like that at all. Okay. Once again, if you know any of these creators or you follow them, you enjoy their ASMR, please go show love to them on their socials, because this, like this sucks. Trust me, I know. This sucks. Okay, Rose ASMR. Dessie is actually someone, like, we've been mutuals for so long, and she was supportive of me when I lost my channel. And she actually lost her channel. I just messaged her. She lost her channel 2 months ago. So it was before this whole situation. But because hers was kind of outside of this, I think she will get her channel back sooner. Nana Night Ray. It's Bunny. Slight Sounds. Sabrina Vaz.
See that she was one of the ones affected.
so I reached out to her, but I didn't hear back from her. But because she had been on YouTube for so freaking long, and it wasn't just ASMR, I'm not sure what type of ASMR she created, but like all those music videos and stuff, like she needs to get her channel back just for all the memories. I think she has been on YouTube for like 20 years or something. That's what she said. So yeah, who else? There's a couple of YouTubers that I reached out to as well, just because like I see it all the tweets now. Like my timeline is full of these tweets, and that's how my list is growing so much, because every day, every few hours, it's a new person, new person. And yeah, I reached out to a couple of VTubers because I don't know, like the tweets are just sad, and I totally know the feeling. I totally know the feeling. I went through all of the however many stages of grief when I lost my channel. And ultimately, if you're listening right now, you lost your channel. Honestly, like, I know it's corny or whatever, but I still kind of think everything happens for a reason. And honestly, like, that put things into perspective for me and kind of like shifted the type of content I wanted to make, if that makes sense. Obviously, for the 17 months, it sucked. But towards the end, I was like, okay. Because I'm kind of a glass half full type of person. Not kind of, I very much am a glass half full type of person. Like, I try to find the positive out of any situation, which really helped me. Not at first. At first, there was a lot of crying. A lot of crying because I, like many other people, had always dreamed of being a YouTuber. And I felt like I had like kind of achieved my dreams. I remember being in high school thinking to myself, if I could hit 20,000 subscribers on YouTube, I'll be happy. Like, I never need to have more than 20,000 subscribers. That's like a perfect fan base to me. And then I hit that, and I hit 100,000, then I hit 150,000, then I lost my channel. Wait, no. I think I have like 130,000. Whatever, something like that. Anyways, so I know the feeling of having all your dreams crushed, losing your source of income. I really hope that YouTube was not any of these people's main source of income, because that's just so unfair. That's so unfair. And you know what else? Wait, my leg is falling asleep. If you don't post on YouTube in 6 months, like if you go 6 months without posting, they take you out of the Google AdSense program. Honestly, I'm getting kind of close to that on my main channel. I gotta post again. When you have no channel, you obviously have no way to post, and then you're just taken out of the Google AdSense program, and you have to work to get back into it when you get your channel back, which is fine. It's fine. Honestly, I was afraid to reapply to the Google AdSense because, I don't know, YouTube has created like an insane amount of drama for me. Like, it's actually crazy. I mentioned in my last podcast episode that I've been having a lot of nightmares recently for unrelated reasons, but I've had nightmares every single night recently for the past like 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks. And the night or the day that everyone started losing their channels, I didn't have nightmares that night, but I was waking up every 2 hours to check my phone to make sure I still have my YouTube channel, because it's some form of PTSD, I don't know. channel back too, I would wake up every few hours in the night just to make sure my channel wasn't deleted again. It's actually kind of insane. So I've been going through that again for the past, I think it's like 2 or 3 days now since this whole thing started happening. I think it started happening on like the 29th, and it's the 31st. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, like 28, 29. So, even though I'm not directly affected by losing my channel this time,
just goes back to the point or the fact that I don't
also why I feel bittersweet, because it's really nice to see all these creators come together and help one another, like tweet about one another, and I just never experienced that when I lost my channel. But yeah, I was kind of like the guinea pig. That's how I view it. It felt like they were making an example out of me. There was a few creators that, like I said, lost their channels around the same time as mine, but because it was so, like, this whole thing of people getting randomly banned for ASMR felt really new, and it was happening on a much smaller scale. It felt like everyone was just, like, on their own. A bunch of them, or there was, like, only six girls total. I have that list written down. Sorry, I keep hitting my mic. Anyways, I have the list of the people who lost their channels with me also written down. But a couple of those girls, they went and made new channels, which you should not do. If you are listening to this right now and you lose your channel, don't make a new channel, seriously. That will just, like, ruin your chance of ever getting your channel back. And I think that's why I got my channel back and some of them didn't. Because a lot of them just went and immediately made new channels. I saw someone tweet today that they're gonna make a new channel. I replied, I said, don't do that. Seriously, I don't know if it's like the goody two-shoes rule follower in me, but don't do that. That's like in the email that says your appeal is denied, it says like you're forbidden from using YouTube. Sorry, I just burped. It says something like you're forbidden from using YouTube and creating a new account, whatever, whatever. And that was enough to scare me to never creating a new account. I didn't even post my podcast on my podcast account because I just did not mess with it. Did not mess with YouTube. I did not mess with what they said their rules for me were. I didn't mess with them. That's why you might notice that there's one episode missing from my YouTube channel. The ASMR Apocalypse episode is not on my podcast YouTube channel. It's only on the audio because I'm a scaredy cat and a rule follower. I guess not a rule follower enough because I still lost my channel. Actually, I'm a rule follower. Like the second I got my first strike on YouTube because of earlicks, I never did earlicks on YouTube ever again. Never again. I switched to my content. The strike expired. A few months later, I lost my entire channel. I thought I was doing everything right, but still, you could do everything right and still get punished. ASMR is the number one most searched term on YouTube. So who are you fooling? who are you lying to? Like, I don't know. And I know during 2020, COVID, Amaranth, that other girl, I don't remember her name, they were really over-sexualizing ASMR. And maybe that's like the start of when everything went weird. But that's like, that's not all ASMR is. This right now is ASMR. I mean, I guess I have my foot showing, but that's just because it was getting sweaty under my other leg, so. Yeah, I'm honestly like, I'm trying to think how many times did I say the word Linktree in this video, because if that's truly why people are getting banned, let me not say it too much. Who knows, maybe the AI will catch me just for these words. Yeah, maybe this is a shorter episode. I'm sorry, I honestly can't see how long I've been going for. I think I'm not gonna edit this at all. So I'm sorry if there was like background noise. I'm sorry if you hear me hitting the mic. I'm sorry if there's awkward pauses. But yeah, this kind of just like an emergency episode. I just needed to get out. I hope I said everything I needed to say. Honestly, like, I just want to reassure almost all of the creators that lost their channel. I just want to reassure them that I mean, obviously I'm not Mr. YouTube, I can't decide, but I really truly think they will get their channels back. I'm not fully aware of all the content they were doing, but to be fair, I was doing ear licks, which is like not good, and I still got my channel back, and obviously I never do ear licks ever again, and it took 17 months, but still, I really truly believe they're gonna get their channels back, even the ones that thumbnails look like they're actually getting yerked on. I still hope they get their channels back. Okay. I hope they get their channels back and switch up their content. Yes. Okay, maybe not everyone needs their channels back, but 99% of them truly deserve their channel back. Like, if they were linking directly to adult sites, then bruh, like what? Like what? You gotta be at least slightly aware of the YouTube terms of service, and that's not allowed. But using the like the middle ground website, I mean, I don't know. Unless it's just some new YouTube terms of service that nobody was made aware of, including in their ban emails. Who knows? Anyways, I wish I could hug everyone that lost their channels the past few days. I think I'ma still be waking up every few hours in the middle of the night to check if I'm one of them, but I hope not. And I honestly thank God for giving me that little thought in my brain to maybe not post on YouTube for a while. I think maybe that's kind of like what saved me this time, the fact that I haven't posted in a while. Loud car. Honestly, like, this sounded maybe funny, but I was truly thinking about doing a video reading the rosary. Not reading the rosary, just doing the rosary ASMR. Because I like to listen to virtual ASMR, or no, virtual rosary videos on YouTube where like other people are doing the rosary, and I do it with them, but sometimes they speak too fast. So the other day when I was listening to that, I was like, wait, I could do this, but ASMR. But then, you know, because like I've never posted any type of religious videos on YouTube before, people maybe have negative comments or whatever, which is fine. Like, no negative comments will stray me away from what I believe in, but like, I don't know, after all this purge of YouTube creators, and like they're saying YouTube only wants like pure women, like Handmaid's Tale pureness, definitely do a rosary video. I just don't know where it will rest. But yeah. Anyways. No, it is really unfair that this is only affecting women. And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not aware of any men that this has happened to. Sigh. Anyways, I hope I said everything I need to say. Maybe there'll be more updates by next week's episode. I'm actually super curious how long it will take for these creators to get their accounts back, because I know they will get them back. I know some of them, at least slight sounds, and like all of the girls that like is in her, I don't know if they're in a group, but like in my mind they're in a group, like her, Rose, I don't know, those are just like the first girls I saw get deleted, so I think they've all probably been in contact or something. I really truly believe they will get their channels back, and I really truly believe they will get them back way sooner than mine. If you guys are listening right now, just stay strong. You got this, trust me, from someone who's been through it. I know what it feels like, but it's okay. It's okay. Everything will be okay, and you know it, okay? Anyways, thank you guys. I'm sorry if the audio was like a little bit quiet. I know the mic was like kind of to the side, maybe a little far away. I'm sorry, this is my first time doing video form, but yeah. Thank you so much for listening.